Hi friends, so this week we're talking discipline. I'm gonna tell you everything I know about it, how I've built it, how I've been so strong and pushed myself to the shit that I don't wanna do. I'm gonna tell you all my tricks, okay? But I am gonna have to get up under your ass a little bit and push you. In this episode, bitch, get ready. I'm gonna reframe this shit for you mentally. I'm gonna give you a new mindset and then set you free with it. But then I'm also gonna talk about those times where like you have stuff that you need to do. And you know those times when you all of a sudden get this urge of like, fuck it. Fuck it all. I'm done with it. I don't care no more. And it's like you cross your arms. You're like, I'm done. Like I deal with that shit a lot. But I'm gonna tell you how to get through that. And we're gonna unpack it and I'm gonna give you a little solution. Okay, so let's kick this shit off with my first tip. Is you don't have to feel like it in order to do something. And I know I've talked about that before, but I have a little analogy that my friend told me that's gonna kind of wrap this up for you. But the main thing, bitch, you ain't gotta feel like it to do it. You ain't gotta feel like it to get it done. You think I feel like going to the gym? No. You think I feel like recording this goddamn podcast right now? No. I'm tired. It's fucking midnight. Okay. Honestly, I be having fun. When I record these, it's like, this is the thing. It's an absolute drag to get myself to film an episode sometimes, but it's like as soon as I sit down and start rambling, it gets easier. But the whole like getting there, bitch, oof, it's not easy. It's not fun. Like I'm sitting there on my ass watching TikTok, enjoying myself, laying in my bed, and it's like I have to get up and go film this episode. Like I don't want to, you know? But I constantly have to remind myself like, yo, you got a deadline, one, but two, you don't have to feel like getting up to get the fuck up and go sit down and record the episode. Like, I don't have to feel like it to do it. Like, you can still do it. You can still function while not feeling like it, while not feeling motivated, while not feeling inspired. You can still function if you're tired. So that's my first tip. And the analogy that my friend Carrie gave me, it's like if you're on a boat and we're looking out into the water and there's something that you want in the water. There's something that's in your best interest or one of your goals or something that you want to achieve. It's like it's in the water. You can jump in and go get it. But I'm going to tell you the water is fucking cold. Like that water is cold as shit. But what you want is right there in it. Like you just have to jump in, swim and go get it. What you want is right there. Are you still going to jump? It's like, I'm telling you it's cold, bitch. I'm telling you it's gonna suck to work toward what you wanna work toward. I'm telling you it's gonna be ass. It's gonna be cold. The water's gonna be fucking cold. Are you still gonna jump? It's not a matter of like, is it gonna be hard? I'm telling you right now, it's gonna be hard. The water's gonna be cold. Are you gonna jump, puto? So that's something that helps me a lot. I have to remind myself of that all the time. I constantly just ask myself in my head, okay, but are you still gonna jump? With anything, like anything I'm working on, and I'm like, this sucks. Like, okay, bitch, yeah, it sucks. So my next tip is get very, very clear on what it is you want and then what you need to do to get there. You don't have to think of the perfect fucking route to get somewhere. I can do a full podcast episode about finding the right path to take, okay? But that's its own fucking thing. Don't stress about trying to find the right path. Just get clear on what it is you want and then make an action plan of how you can get there. So an example from my personal life is there's a certain certification I'm trying to get for a whole unrelated thing in my life. We're not going to talk about it, okay? Leave me alone. Leave me to my own little devices and what I'm going to fucking do. But there's this certification and this thing and this venture I'm about to take on. And I need to do certain things, learn certain processes in order to take an exam to pass a certain test to get a certification that I'm wanting. I don't know a fuck thing about what I'm about to be tested on. Like, it's literally, I know nothing about it. So I'm sitting here right now knowing nothing. And I know where I want to go is knowledgeable enough to take this exam and pass it. Okay? So there's a big gap there. There's a fat ass gap between me right now and the me that can pass the test. I need to turn myself into the version of me that can pass that test. So what can I do? I bought a certain textbook. I can read that. I can watch YouTube videos. I can call certain people that are in the field I'm like looking at getting into and talk to them. I can ask them questions. I can get an exam prep book. I can take practice exams. I can take practice tests. Like there's a list of all this shit that I can do. Okay, great. It's like cutesy. You have all the things that you've thought of you can do. So I have all that. Now, your next step is break that shit down into daily tasks and things you can do every single day that are gonna guaranteed get you where you want to be. So for me, I'm like, okay, I'll read this number of pages in my textbook. I'll watch 2 to 3 YouTube videos a day, minimum 2. I'll make notes of anything I'm confused on, because once a week, I'm gonna make myself have a call with someone in the field I'm looking to get into and talk to them and have them answer my questions. Also, I'm gonna take a practice exam each week, whether I'm prepared or fucking not. I'm just gonna take a practice test. Breaking it down into daily actions you can take, it's a mind fuck, okay? It's a trick that I use to make the consequences instant for not doing something. So human beings will push shit off if the consequences are like out in the future. So it's like, okay, that's how we all are. Like, it's easy to push shit off if you know the consequences tomorrow or the consequences in a week from now. But every day, if you know what you need to do every single day to get to where you want to go, at the end of the day, if you can't check off that you've done what you know you need to do, your consequences experienced right then and there at the end of the day that you have not moved forward, that you have not made progress towards your goal. It becomes a daily consequence and a negative feeling every day that you don't take the actions you know you need to take. Because when it's a week away, it's not a big fucking deal. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do double tomorrow to make up for what I didn't do today. There's none of that. It's daily. I fucked up, you know? And it's like, it's uncomfortable to experience consequences like that, but that's what's gonna keep you accountable and keep you moving. So that's my biggest fucking thing that's helped me, is getting very clear on the daily actions I can take to get me where I need to go. It's like, by the end of this 2 months, I'll have read this full textbook, I'll have watched all these YouTube videos, I'll have taken all these practice exams, and I'll be ready for this motherfucking test. Like, I can clearly see how I'm gonna get to where I wanna get to, but breaking that shit down daily, it's like, it's unavoidable. It's not a matter of, is it gonna happen? This is what's planned to happen. Now I just need to do what I need to do. Once you put it in daily tasks, it becomes very much part of your control. You feel like you have control over it. And also, like I said, it makes you experience the consequences every day of not doing what you said you're going to do, which will piss you off and hurt your feelings and make you be like, fuck, I have no one to blame but myself. But something else with this is it will instantly build your self-esteem, because you will be able to see the positive impact of the actions you're taking. When you feel like what you're doing is for something, you'll feel a lot better about doing it. You'll want to do it. When you're very clear on the impact your actions will have, bitch, you're going to want to do it. It's just going to like be a nice little fire under your ass that keeps you moving. And the self-esteem comes in because you're going to be doing what you say you're going to do. And you're going to be seeing the impact that your actions are having. And you can't not feel good about yourself when you're doing that. But my next point that kind of piggybacks off of that one, with knowing what you need to do daily, bitch, I'm telling you, make a fucking worksheet. I am like a toddler mentally. Like, I be knowing a lot of things, but I still function like a fucking toddler. Like, I love a little arts and craft. I love a make it fun. I love like flipping a situation and making it a good time. I like making things an activity. If you follow me on Instagram, you know that I put my vitamins in like a cute little like shot glass every morning. It's like a little stem on it. Like, it's real cutesy. Like, I like to make shit look pretty. I like to make shit look cute. I like to make it fun. Make what you need to do every day a fucking worksheet. Like, I used to put it in my phone, in my notes app, and I would just check it off. Nope. As soon as I started literally typing up a Word document for my week of everything I need to do every day of the week, I bought a fucking printer so that I could physically have a printed out piece of paper that outlined everything I needed to do, and I got to check it off. So like, I have one for my diet, I have one for exercise, and I have one for the goals I'm working on for my social media, how much I need to post, what I need to post, when I need to record it. I also have another worksheet for my goals for the certification that I want to get. Like, my life is worksheets right now, and it's so fucking cute because it's like I have them all sitting on my bar spaced out. So every day I look at them and I have a highlighter, and every day I complete one of the things that I'm doing, it's like I check it off. And it's like the satisfaction of physically getting to color on the fucking page with a highlighter. Oh my God, I can't fucking explain it, but it just does something to you. And when you can see your full week laid out, you can see the days that you fucked up. You can see the days that you did perfect. And if you want to fill up the whole sheet and like block it all out, like you can't fuck up. You have to stay consistent. And if you want to color out that whole sheet, it's like, bitch, you got to be on top of your shit. Like, that's a trick that I've noticed that has helped me so much. I know it sounds so fucking stupid. I don't have a planner. I don't give a fuck about a planner, but I do be having worksheets. Okay. But a big thing about the worksheet, don't do it too grand scale, like a week. I do weekly worksheets. Like, so it's a week on one page. Set your worksheets with an end date, because when you're doing something that you don't really enjoy, it's like, you can suffer longer when you know it ends. Like, if there's a guaranteed end date for when the suffering stops or doing the uncomfortable activity, you're able to do it easier than if there was no end date, okay? So giving yourself an end date to, this is my next week of goals. It's like, okay, I just have to grind it out for this 1 week and then I'm good. Even if it's a month, like if you actually are gonna do this for a full month, just tell yourself it's for a week. You're focused on the worksheet at hand, which says 1 fucking week. So do it for the week. And then at the end of the week, print out a new one. See if you need to change anything. See if you can do more than you actually put down and change it. But the whole thing is setting an end date to your suffering, because it will make things feel easier and you will feel like you're suffering less. I promise. It's just a little fucking human psychology thing that I've learned. I don't know if it's psychology or not, but I fucking think it works. If you're interested in seeing what my worksheets look like and you want to see how I space everything out and lay everything out to be the most efficient, I will put a link in the description of this podcast where you can go download a copy. So there will be a copy of my specific worksheets and like an example of how I use them. And there's also going to be a blank template. So like the exact worksheets that I use, I'll show you how I use it. And then there will be a blank template for where you can put your goals into it and break your shit down so you can stay consistent. So like I said, the link will be in the description of this podcast if you want to check those out. Okay, my next one is for getting you to do the shit that you don't want to do. So think of someone that you respect a lot. Like, who is someone that you respect and they're hardworking and you're kind of intimidated by them? Like, maybe they're 25 steps ahead of you, or they are where you want to be. So for me, that person is Layla Hormozi. I like Alex too, her husband. Like, they're entrepreneurs. They be making like $100 million a year. Like, they're with the shits. They be making the monies, okay? But like, Layla's a tough ass bitch. And I like Alex too, but I just connect more with girls. Like, the girls and the gays just fucking connect. I don't know what it is. But that is just a tough ass woman. And I look up to her so much, and all the advice she has and all the shit that she says and shares. Like, it's so insane to me, but I respect her so much. So when I don't want to do something, or if something happens that holds me back, or I'm tired, or I'm upset, or like whatever the fuck happens, it's like I just imagine going to Layla with my excuse for why I didn't do what I needed to do. And then I imagine her, like, how she would respond to me. And that bitch, like, oh my God, I know she would laugh at me. I know she would be like, come on, like, get real. Like, it just puts things into perspective when you take what is fucking with you right now, and you're like, okay, I'm gonna allow this to be why I don't accomplish what I've set out to accomplish. It's like, it just puts it into perspective of like, get your fucking ass up and move, bitch. Like, it's not that big of a deal. You'll get through it. You'll get over it. It's like when I was moving into my apartment and everything was going wrong, I was like, oh my God, all this shit could stop me from working on what I wanted to work on. But I just imagined telling Layla, yeah, having all these things go wrong is why I didn't continue working. Like, she would look at me and be like, and? Like, all that shit's going wrong, and what? And what about it? It doesn't mean you have to stop. It might be a little bit more difficult, but get your fucking ass moving, you know? So just imagine telling someone that you respect your excuse for why you're not doing something. Because I was tired. I didn't feel like it. I didn't feel motivated. That's not gonna fucking fly. And like, you're gonna feel a sense of embarrassment, and that's what'll get you off your fucking ass. So that's a really, really big tip I have to give yourself an extra little kick in the ass, but it's a way to put things in perspective. Like, that will snap you out of whatever you're thinking that is like encouraging you against taking action. Like, that shit will just get you right. Trust me. Okay, so next thing we're talking about is be efficient, bitch. Like, if you're gonna do something that you don't wanna do, stack as much shit on top of it that you can just get it over with. Don't prolong the suffering. Be efficient, make it quick, get it done, get it over with. So something that I do is I listen to audiobooks on the way to the gym, or I'll listen to like a YouTube video while I'm cooking or like prepping my meal. So I don't want to fucking be prepping my fucking meal right now. I don't want to be driving to the fucking gym right now. So some days I have to put on music to like actually pump myself up to go. But other days, if I'm just like, whatever, I'll just put on the fucking little audiobook. Like I'll put it on and I'll just knock two birds out with one stone and I'll just be efficient and get the shit done. But especially when I'm cooking, like I'll just put on the course. I'm like, okay, as soon as I get done cooking, when I sit down to eat, I'm free to watch whatever I want. So I love to watch a YouTube. So I'll like let myself watch whatever I want on YouTube. But while I'm cooking, I listen to the informational shit that I need to know for my certification that I'm trying to get. Or I'll just watch some shit that I'm trying to learn about. Business while I cook, and then I enjoy myself while I eat. Like just stack shit on whatever you can and be efficient. So I know I talk about audiobooks and all, but like I've noticed audiobooks are slowing me the fuck down. Like they've really been pissing me off because it's like everybody's book nowadays. The first fucking like the introduction part, the first like 20 minutes is them talking about some stupid ass, irrelevant ass shit. And they're thanking people that are not fucking relevant to anything going on. And then the first two chapters of the book is them telling you how they're about to change your life and how what they're about to tell you is going to improve everything. Motherfucker, just tell it to me. Cut those fucking three chapters out of your book where you tell me how my life's going to change and just fucking give me what I need to make it change. You know, like just fucking hit me with the value. Give me what I need to know. So I've noticed since I've read so many fucking books, it gets repetitive. It gets the same shit. Looking at the table of contents and being able to skim through a physical book really quick is a lot more efficient for me than listening to a full audiobook. Because motherfuckers just fill up with words. Like, they just be using so much filler. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, it makes me actually angry. Like, I get pissed off listening to audiobooks. I'm like, shut your goddamn mouth. Tell me something important or shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? So that's my little tip on that with being efficient with reading is like skim a table of contents, see what you need to know, and then go read about it. Like read what you want and then skim it. Like fuck listening to a whole book at this point. I've got so much knowledge that I'm not in the building phase anymore of like building the foundation of like what I need to know. It's like now I just need to fill in the gaps and like perfect the things that I don't know much about. But also with being efficient is look at your list of all the shit that you need to do and look at what is the first one or the first few that are going to have the biggest impact. What is the shit that I need to do first? Like, what's directly going to get me to where I need to go? Don't get off track with the other shit that you need to do. Like, there's going to be a bunch that you need to do, but pick the ones that are like priority and the ones that will make the most impact immediately and then do those. Because I have spent my fair share of time doing shit that's not fucking relevant. Like, I have this giant list of things to do and I just pick one and start. Don't do that. Pick the ones that are gonna be the most impactful and is gonna allow you to be the most efficient. Let me just save you from that fucking headache. Because there's nothing worse than like checking off a bunch of shit on your to-do list and nothing was actually like important. Like, it was like cute things to get done, but there's other things that needed to be done first or like other things that were time sensitive. Okay, so my next tip is make the shit fun. I know that's so stupid and everybody says that dumbass shit, but it's really so true. Put on some fucking music. Have a blast. Like, make it fun. It's gonna suck, okay? Like I said, water's gonna be cold. But you can put on a good-ass song while you jump in the water. You can fucking make sure you look cute. You can, like, get a cute life jacket. Like, bitch, there's a way to make it better. There's a way to make your suffering better, so do it. I use the word suffering just to be dramatic. But if there's a way to make your struggle and your suffering easier or better or not seem as bad, fucking do it. Like, just do what you can to make it a little more enjoyable, even if it's just as small as putting on a song, okay? Like, in the morning, if you're like, I want to start waking up at a certain time, wake up and then put on a fucking song and dance your little ass off. You ain't even got to dance. You can, literally, you have no idea how many days I'm standing there in my bathroom mirror, brushing my teeth, eyes closed, can't even fucking open them, I'm so goddamn tired. But I got on, like, Taki Taki in the background, and I'm like, trying to make myself want to shake my ass. But like, you just gotta put shit on to like get you going, and eventually it'll start making you want to like get moving. But just try and make it fun the best you can. Make things an activity, make them fun. Because my friend Carrie also told me, the way that you practice feeling is the way you're going to feel when you get to what you want. So if your whole process getting to where you want to go is fucking shit, and you don't know how to make it fun, you don't know how to be optimistic, you don't know how to make it better for yourself and seem less bad, that's exactly how it's going to feel once you get to where you want. And trust me, I can vouch for that. Now that I've started achieving some things and I'm getting some success, I'm like, hell yeah. Like, that's the truest shit. Because how I've practiced feeling is how I feel now. I just have what I wanted. But it's like I'm still the same level of like stressed out. But like, I'm sharing the things I learn as I learn them. So that's the main one. So do your best to make it a fun process for yourself so that it's a fun destination. Okay, so now let's talk about the sudden sense of fuck it all. I'm done. I don't want it. I don't want to do it no more. I have that at least once to twice a week. And the first thing I always ask myself, remember when I said kind of like a toddler? Yeah, I'd be behaving like I like a worksheet. And when I get tired or hungry, I get fussy. And I'm like, fuck all this shit. So whenever I have the sudden sense of like, fuck it all, it doesn't matter, I'm not doing it, I don't just act on that. Like, I'm like, okay, I check in with myself. I'm like, all right, are you tired? Do you need a nap? Are you hungry? Do you need a snack? Are you, why do I fucking sound like Cat in the Hat? Oh my God. But seriously, check in with yourself. You're like, okay, am I looking at all of this right now like, fuck this shit, I don't want it anymore because I'm tired? Or is it because I'm hungry? Like, do I need to take a minute? Do I need to take a little break? Do I need to take a little nap? Do I need to take a little breather? Like, check in first. And I'm not talking about the moments where you're just like, oh, this sucks. I'm talking about the moments where you're literally like, fuck this shit. You're like mad. Like, I'm not doing this. I'm over. I don't care anymore. If you hit that wall, that's where I'm saying, check in with yourself. See what could be contributing to that. And for me, when I'm fucking tired, bitch, that's how I behave. I get fussy. Like, I'm like, I don't want to fucking do nothing anymore. Bye. Like, I'm over it. Fuck you. I literally just want to throw my hands up. But I'll take a little nap. And then I wake up and I'm like, all right, let's do this shit. Let's rock this bitch. And I'll keep going forward. But my biggest tip for this, definitely check if you're tired or hungry. But a lot of the times when I want to just say fuck it, it's because I'm overwhelmed. And it's because I don't know the next steps to take, or I'll get overwhelmed, or I'll feel just like, oh, like, fuck it. Like, I'm over it. Like, I don't even fucking want it anymore. Okay. So in those moments, get very clear on what you need to do next, how your actions are actually getting you where you want to go or getting you closer to it. You need to be very objective and matter of fact. If like, this is getting me here, you need reassurance, you need comfort, you need all these things for yourself, you might need a little redirection. You might need to change what you've been doing a little bit, like tweak it. Like, if you find the new and more efficient way of getting to where you want to go, hop to it and then start being more efficient and get your fucking shit done. But just because you have this sudden sense of fuck it all, I'm over it, don't play into it. Observe your feeling very much fuck it, and then get logical about the situation. Like, right now you're feeling like fuck it, but yesterday you were feeling like fuck yeah, like let's do it. So just be logical and hear me telling you this anytime you're thinking about giving up or throwing in the towel, or before you say I don't care anymore, I don't want it, be logical first. You might be onto it. Like, you might actually not want it anymore because you've experienced some part of it or whatever it is. You might just realize you don't actually want it, but do not act off the first time you feel that. You give it 3 days, okay? Keep going. Keep consistent with what you said you were going to do for 3 days. And if you're still just like overwhelmingly like, fuck it, hopeless, tired, exhausted, like have no energy, have no intrinsic motivation, just literally feel like you'd rather fucking slit your wrists in the bathtub than move forward. But like, for real, not like how I just be dramatic and be saying that. Like, if you actually are feeling like that, then go into it. Maybe take a minute, take a break from what you've been doing. See what's going on, check in with yourself, get very clear of like, do I actually not want this anymore? And a good way to find out if that's the truth, be like, okay, what has this made me realize I want instead? And if there's a new thing, then go for that. But don't hop too quick, Don't change course too fucking fast. Give it a couple days. Keep consistent with what you said. And then, like I said, check in with yourself and redirect if you need to. But most of the times, you're probably just like me and you're fussy because you're hungry or you're tired. So fucking cool it. Check yourself and give it a couple days. Okay, so my last tip is you just gotta toughen the fuck up, babe. Like, you just gotta get your shit together and you gotta do the shit you know you need to do. Like I said, the water's gonna be cold. It's gonna suck. But fucking grab your nipples and jump in. Like, it's gonna be fucking cold, bitch. Like, it's gonna suck. But just jump. Just do it. Do what you need to do. Because what you want is right there in front of you in the water. You just gotta get into the cold ass water. You just have to do the shit that you might not wanna do right now. But it's gonna get you where you wanna go. And one of the things that I learned very early on, I think I was like 14, it was when I started my whole fitness journey, kind of. I was 14 and I was wanting to lose weight. And I was like, okay, well, time is going to go by anyways. So, like, I'm going to be 15. So I could be 15 and be in better shape. But like, being 15 is going to come regardless. So yeah, it sucks that I have to fucking eat a certain way and I can't be doing what everybody else is doing and I have to go work out. Like, I don't have a fast metabolism like all these other lucky little motherfuckers. Like, I actually have to train and, like, eat clean. But at the end of the day, time is going to go on regardless. So I was just like, fuck it. Like, do it now so that when you are 15, you look better. And your goal is never going to go away. It's just a matter of how far you're going to push it off. So just fucking do it, because you in a month from now will look back and be like, oh, thank God. Like, thank God I did that shit. But if a month goes by after you hear this right now and you still didn't make the changes you know you need to make, you're going to be like, fuck. Like, you're going to wish you just did, because you'd be a month ahead of where you are if you didn't start. But my other part where I need to, like, get under your ass is it's not respectable to not do what you know you need to do. Like, it's not cute to not have self-control. Like, you have to learn how to get yourself the fuck up. Like, you have to be respectable. Like, seriously, it's not cute to go back on what you said you were gonna do. Like, when you make a promise to yourself, fucking keep it. Don't betray yourself like everybody else has betrayed you. You fucking have your own back. When you tell yourself you're gonna do something, you be there for yourself. The part of you that wants what you're trying to work toward, don't fucking abandon them. Show them that you're gonna take them into consideration and do what it is that they want you to do. Do what they need you to do. Get the fuck up and get your shit done. Literally, it's so hot. It's so fucking hot when someone is self-controlled, self-disciplined, and they will do what they need to do. Like, when someone is respectable, oh my God. Like, respect is more important than anything. Like, you could be ugly, but if I respect you, I want to fuck you. And you can also be hot, but if you're not respectable, I don't want to fuck you. My dick is not impressed. But the last little thing I want to make you aware of is you will never achieve anything if you can't find a way to at least be consistent. And you're dooming yourself to never actually getting what you want. And a big thing about creating the life that you want and manifesting things, I think I'm going to do a whole episode on manifestation, because, oh my God, we got some things to clear up with that. But you don't put things in the hands of some higher fucking power, all right? I know everybody teaches you the opposite of that, but what I'm going to say is, if you want something, make a plan for how you can do it. Look at your actions that you can choose to take every single day and create a plan off of that. Because if you do not base what you're trying to do off of your actions and what you can do, you're dooming yourself to a life of powerlessness. If you never see how you can create something that you want, you're going to live your whole life thinking you just have to ask for things and you're at the mercy of something to give it to you, or at the mercy of things just lining up for you or not lining up. You have to line them up, babe. And I want to give you the reassurance that you absolutely can. You've got what it fucking takes, and you found this podcast for a reason. All right, I've yelled at you enough, but it's all with love, okay? I'm just trying to look out for you guys and share what I've learned along this journey, because it's been hell. It's literally been fucking hell. Like, this has sucked, but I do have some tricks up my sleeve now. I'm sitting here shirtless, but I do have tricks up my sleeve, and I just shared them all. I hope you take something away from this episode. If you liked it, will you leave it a 5-star rating? Whether you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you are, just drop me a little 5 stars. Like, 5, that's it. Nothing below that. Only 5. Thank you. But if you have any other topics you want to hear me do an episode on, message me on Instagram. I'll put all of my links to all my social media in the description of this. So just click over there and send me your topics. Like, y'all, I need topics, okay? Like, I have a list of topics that I need to hit, but, like, I'm procrastinating them. Like, this one I procrastinated because it was a tough one. Like, this one's a fucking, like, big one. I had to sit down and actually think about planning this one out. Go implement all this shit and keep me posted. Like, send me feedback, y'all. I want to hear what y'all have to say. I want to hear if, like, what I'm saying is helping. So if you start implementing this shit and you notice it starts working, tell me. Message me on Instagram and just let me know. Like, yo, the podcast actually helped. And if it already helped, like, if it just helped you crack a certain mindset just by listening to it, like, I also want to know. So give me some goddamn feedback. But thank you all so much for listening. Whatever you're working towards, you got this shit. I believe in you. I'm rooting for you. And I just gave you all the tools in my toolbox to help you get there. So go get your shit done, and I will talk to you next Sunday.